Previously on Taverns and Caverns, the party intercepted Rassler Payne before he can escape Miaza by ship. With quick thinking, we began our assault by attacking the vessel with fire. Now angered by our interference, of course, Rassler ordered his acolytes to attack us. Unfortunately, Rassler's hold over Tarami's mind gave her cause to strike her own brother, Toraki. While the monk's siblings battled one another, the purest fire stood against the corrupt priest and his men. Despite Rassler being a difficult foe, we succeeded in defeating him, along with Brother Ronnie, Tarami, and the rest of those acolytes. After our victory, we were soon introduced to Tsurumi Haruna, one of Mizuno Amari's most loyal Kunoichi who leads the reinforcements against Miyazu's opposition. Episode 100, Blessings of Azalto.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. This is your Dungeon Master, Haphazard DM. And last time on TNC, the party had stopped the one known as Rassler Payne from escaping the town of Miyazu via ship. They were along the coastlines of Moritai's Maelstrom. And before Rassler could escape with his acolytes and Brother Ronnie, the party caught wind and were able to stop him, which ended up becoming a battle that was almost, I don't want to say one-sided, but Brother Ronnie got pieced. That's all I remember. And Rassler did, I think Rassler, if I remember correctly, I think he knocked down either Hota or Roroy. He knocked someone down.
Oh, it was Hota.
Oh, it was me.
Damn, you see how fast Rod knocked you out? Bro, he said it was Hota. It was Hota.
Right, it was finally someone else.
Thanks, Rod.
Exactly.
Damn, man, he called you out. Yeah, it was not Roroy this time, which thank goodness, because it's always Roroy.
Yep.
During the fight, the parties, the allies to the party, other purifiers that were sent by Mizuno Amari were also being led by a Yeki of the Raicho clan, was Tsurumi Haruna. The party met with her after the battle. And before they could really discuss anything, however, that's where we ended that last episode. So we're going to pick up right after that battle. So at this moment, you guys had tied up Rassler. He's unconscious at the moment. Hota had taken his Reebok pumps, and Stella had pilfered whatever Brawny Ronnie had on him. And all the other acolytes, if they weren't killed, they were knocked out. There's not very many left that are still alive. There was one that was put to sleep, and I can still see him on the map. He's got that little sleepy icon right there. I'm assuming you guys tied him up too, right?
So sure. I suppose.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I won't make the call for you guys. That's up to you guys. That motherfucker's still sleeping. What are you guys doing with him?
I mean, he's going to wake up feeling like $1 million.
Are you going to beat his ass? Because he didn't get touched. He's just asleep. He still has max HP.
Yeah, we tied him up.
Okay. So again, the Tsurumi Haruna, as I mentioned, she is a Yeki, just like Yome. The only difference is she comes from the Omnikami Raicho clan, which means she does not have fox characteristics like Yome, or cat-tiger characteristics like your boy Toraki. She, however, has Raicho's characteristics, which is the Omnikami that is of the crane, the animal spirit. So she has black and white wings on her back. Now, they're not large wings like an angel would have by any means. They're about mid-sized wings compared to her body. So it doesn't give her the ability to actually fly, but she does have the ability to actually physically cast slow fall on herself. Her wings allow her to glide. So That's one of the benefits of being a Yeki of the Raicho clan. She also has the ability, just because I'm making a campaign setting book and the Yeki is one of the races that are going to be in this book, they also have the ability to, once per long rest, use a bonus action with their movement to avoid all attacks of opportunity for one round. while they're moving. So she's got some nice benefits. But anyways, as she has stepped forward to speak with you, she's looking down at Rassler after you've tied him up, and she's going to inform the party that the other purifiers that she traveled with are now trying to clean up the mess and the havoc that ensued in the town of Miyazu. As you all know, all of the villagers, or I should say most of them, if not all, were brainwashed in some way, shape, or form due to Rassler and his acolytes doing stuff to the water and the food, as we all know. But the other purifiers are at this time trying to help out Miyazu's citizens by, you know, helping the injured, trying to clean up the mess that was that happened because of the battle. And a couple of the Kaori Shrine priestesses have also come with the other purifiers, well, about a handful of them, and they're currently trying to heal the citizens from the mind-altering effects through their healing magic, which just leaves Tsurumi Haruna with the group right now. So as she is watching you guys tie up Rassler, you know, she informs you of what's going on with the others in the town, and she places her arms over her chest, folding them, as she looks at the party. Good job. Seems like you were able to stop him before he escaped. Are there any more of his acolytes around at the shrine?
I suppose we got one more tied up and sleep back over there.
He looks at the group and at the one that's tied up. The only goal I had coming here was to bring Rassler Payne alive. This is him, correct? As she points down at Rassler.
It is.
Understood. And the other one, just a lackey, I am assuming. I wasn't given orders to bring any lackeys along, only Rassler Payne. You can do with him what you please. I would kill him if I were you.
Oh, you got a little Shin really in you, do you?
I'm nothing like a Shinoruri.
I don't know. You got that torch.
No, I just have the mind of a soldier who's in a war at this time.
Yes, you do. What do those wings do, by the way?
That's none of your concern. What do you think wings do?
Oh, no, I'm asking you. They're looking kind of good.
Well, thank you. They are of Raicho's tribe, after all. But enough about me. That acolyte over there. Either kill him. I don't care how you do it. Toss him in the water there. Leave him for the Yaksha. Or you can waste your own supplies and feed him and drag him along with us. But he's not going to be using any of my supplies.
Just leave him there.
That works for me. He is a man that is from the continent of Tirst. He's not even a resident here of Ashai. He is an enemy of our nation, as well as our continent. He deserves nothing from us.
Maybe Fate will give him a second chance.
And Stella walks up and kneels down and slaps him on the cheek.
He wakes up. Oh, God, is that you?
Not quite.
He looks up at Stella. Oh, by the gods. What have you done to Father Payne?
Nothing. He's taking a nap.
How dare you lay your hands and tie up the father? God will not... He will not see this... He's just beginning to freak out because he's seeing all his allies are either dead, unconscious, or tied up somewhere.
How is he tied up? How did you tie him up?
Hog tied.
Oh, well, Stella just rolls him onto his stomach. So he's in the sand, his face.
As he's trying to talk, he's getting sand in his mouth.
Alright. Well, I guess we should be going.
Try not to talk shit while you're in that position, by the way. You know, you don't want to piss anyone off while you're so undefended.
Tsurumi looks over at him and then back at the party. We have our orders to return to Kaori Shrine with Rassler Payne. However, we are to assist with the other purifiers in making sure we leave Miyazu well protected. So, your current orders are to come with me and we're going to transport this wrestler pain back to Kaoru Shrine. Unfortunately, we cannot teleport like we did getting here. We're going to have to travel a bit on foot. To the south of Miyazu, there is a fortress, a keep known as Satohira Keep, held by the Shimarin military. Once we get there, we can use their methods of teleportation to get us back home to Kaori Shrine. But before we leave, it has been a long day. I'm sure you're all exhausted. There is a cell in the law enforcement building of town in Miyazu. Take Rassler to one of the cells and make sure he can't escape. I'm going to interrogate him tonight. But for the rest of the evening, get some rest and prepare for tomorrow's travel to Satohira Keep. The rest of the purifiers will stay here to make sure that things are cleaned up. That is the orders of Mizuno Amari. Are there any objections?
No, what are you doing later?
As I've mentioned, I'm interrogating this one here.
Yeah, but afterwards.
I have other things to do as a ninja.
Oh, fair enough. Oh,
as a ninja.
Fair enough.
She's doing ninja shit.
I see. Oh, I get it.
Throwing her stars and tying her little waist belt tightly.
Yeah, it sounds attractive.
Exactly. And just like other ninjas, I have things to study, scrolls to write and read, things to prepare me for battle. I am one of the best ninja that Mizuno Amari has under her wing, after all. Unlike Ashina Ruri, I am not headstrong, and I prefer to stick to the shadows and know my enemy's weaknesses and strike where it benefits me.
I don't make fun of Ashina. Don't make fun of her. She has her flaws.
We all have our flaws. I'm sure you have plenty of them, Hota Lube.
I find that and I find it kind of endearing. Thank you.
The shade.
The shade. She turned around and she begins to walk back towards Miyazu. So you've been given your orders, she said, to take him to one of the cells in town, which is why I opened up that map for you guys. So at this point, as the party begins to drag Rassler Payne back into the main portion of Miyazu, or I should say like the town square area, which is what this map is, you drag Rassler along with you. He stays unconscious for the most part. And Tsurumi did mention she is going to interrogate him at some point tonight. But as you guys travel, do you leave that one acolyte that's tied up there in the sand?
Yeah, I could care less what happens to him, honestly.
Okay. What about you, Roy and Yome?
If they don't care, I guess.
I don't care.
I don't care.
You said if they don't give a damn, we don't give a...
She didn't care, so I guess it's fine.
You said, I ain't dragging him.
All right, she should have killed him.
Roy, what are you doing?
Roy's going to ask that acolyte about the plant that they use to try to brainwash people.
Ah, the Soli plant?
Yes.
So what are you asking?
He's
going
to ask about how long does it take for the effects to wear off.
The acolyte looks up at Roy. As long as you are able to push him to the side, because his face is...
Yeah, he's
going to
roll
him
over with his foot.
As you roll him over, he's got sand coming down his mouth and his cheeks.
The effects of the Soli plant, I don't know. I'm not the alchemist that made them. All I know is they last as long as you continue to provide the subjects with the ingredients of the Soli plant. Perhaps a couple of days, my guess, if you're not giving them and feeding them the concoction.
We're just going to do an insight to see if he can tell if he's telling the truth or not.
Give me that roll. You got a straight up 10. You can't tell if he's telling you the truth or not.
Boy.
You can't read him. He's right now, you feel like he's more worried about trying to get untied than anything else.
Does that mean Stella and Hota are still affected by that drink?
I think it was for one day.
Drink, you are no longer affected by that.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you guys got rid of that. But yeah, Roy, you just can't tell if he's telling the truth right now. So
a few days, give or take, without it, they'll basically start to snap out of it, basically, is what I assume he means. I mean,
yeah.
Should we stick around the town and see if that's true? Not see if people start acting more normal, or do we just kind of hope we got what we came here for?
Well, remember, Tsurumi Haruna did mention that there were a couple of priestesses that were attempting to clear some of these mind-altering effects through their healing magics that are currently in town. So they might actually be able to do that. You just don't know yet.
No. Okay.
Okay.
All right, you leave them?
Yeah. Well, first, after his experiences, he's going to reach in his bag of holding, grab one of Rassler's gauntlets.
Oh, no.
The one that says Atone. And he's going to punch him right across the jaw.
Damn!
Why, you sleep? Oh, no, this dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, he told you what you wanted to know, I think.
Make me a roll. Make me an attack roll.
Punch a dude that's hog-tied.
Just use your gauntlet roll. All right.
Damn,
he's
hard as hell.
Yeah, 26. You definitely hit that motherfucker.
Jeez.
So as you punch him, you knock out a couple of his teeth, and you see blood fly. And he just coughs up onto the side as he's laying there hogtied.
Damn, Leroy.
That was from letting me meet Azatl, bitch. And he walks away.
Ooh.
Who? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As the party walks away from the coastal areas back into the main section of town, that boat, I think it was Stella, had casted a firebolt or something. Or was that Roy?
That was
on the mast of the ship. So as you all are walking away, the ship is now slowly burning into the water. So y'all walking away looking badass and shit as the ship is burning. But you guys get back to the main areas of Miyazu, and Toraki, he is carrying his sister because she got knocked the fuck out, and he's going to head back towards the main town square area, same area you guys are going to. And as you all get there, you can see that several of the townsfolk, the citizens, they're all looking confused, they're dazed from the wreck and the havoc from the fight that took place in town. You can see the town is a mess. There are broken crates, wagons all scattered throughout that the other purifiers are trying to help clean up the mess. And you also see a couple of those priestesses healing some people, trying to snap people out of those mind-altering effects. And as you get to the main section of town, Toraki is going to look at you guys. He's still holding his unconscious sister. And he points over with one hand at the building that would have the cells to put Rassler in, which let me get here in Rassler. So there's a building where I'm pinging. It's the largest building in the town square that is technically the mayor's office, but it's like the town hall. It has... Yeah. Some of the law enforcement's equipment inside, and that's where anyone that would be locked up would be placed, unlike the shrine, which is what Rassler was doing. But that's the building that you'd want to, as Taraki's pointing at it, he looks at the group. Thank you again for helping me save my sister. I hope we can work again in the near future.
If there's hopefully under different circumstances, you know, and your sister's actually on the right side that time.
Indeed. I'm hoping these priestesses here can use their healing magic to heal her. Hopefully, I'm hoping that mind-altering effect isn't too strong for their magic. But you can find peace now that the acolytes and the Rasslerism, whatever you call it, is done. You can use my house if you'd like to rest. I'm sure other citizens here would give you their beds for the evening for what you've done for us.
I no problem. Take care. I'm sure we'll venture again.
I won't be too far. If there's anything you need, just let me know. And he points over at one of the huts off to the side. It's to the east of, it's to the south of the current location you're in. There is a river that crosses Miyazu at some point, but there is also a bridge. And over that bridge, there is a small looking hut along the river, which I'm pinging. That is where Taraki and his sister reside and live. So he's not too far from this area. But as you guys are looking around also, you notice that there are still, again, statues of the Omnikami, or at least a couple of them. There is, which Yome would notice almost immediately, to the left of the town hall, there is a statue of the Fox Omnikami, which is what Yome's clan comes from.
Praise God.
She's like, praise it. And there is also another statue of another Omnikami to the south of where you're standing. And Stella is actually right next to it where I pinged. And that is Tioga, the turtle Omnikami. Unfortunately, that's the Omnikami that is currently missing from Ashai at this current moment, thanks to Koldar. But those are the two Omnikami statues you see at this current time. And Tsurumi Haruna, as she's walking with you guys, she's going to point at the building as Taraki did over there, as Taraki mentioned. Put Rassler in there. I'm going to interrogate him later on. But the rest of the evening, you are free to do what you want. If you want to interrogate him with me, then by all means, you may. The choice is yours. And Taraki, he's going to take his sister as he's going to begin to walk off. And he looks at and nods at you guys. Don't worry. Before you leave, I'd like to speak with you again. But I'll be back. If you need me, just holler. And he's going to walk off to get some rest because he's fucking tired too.
I bet he is.
I mean, he almost got beat by his sister. They're going back and forth, throwing punches. It was like Rocky versus fucking Drogo or Drago, whatever his name is from Rocky IV, man.
Yep.
Shit was rough. So I'll put Rassler in this building here. So as you guys place Rassler in one of the cells, there's a couple of citizens sitting in there. There's a purifier standing guard as well. So for the rest of the evening, what are you all going to be doing? I'm going to say it's later in the evening. It's getting fairly late. The moon is out. It's dark out at this time. Some of the torches now have been lit around the town. You guys have the evening to do what you will. What are you doing?
Yome, are you going to join the interrogation so you can kind of be a stenographer and send all the details? Or are we just going to leave it, to someone else? I like it. Seeing him beat people's asses while they were strung up, I kind of want to see him get his.
Okay. I mean, I assumed that they would end up telling Ashina Rui either way, but if you want to go and take notes, we can go. Do you want to go?
I don't take
me?
The best of notes, I'll be honest.
I'll take the notes.
I was writing real big.
Writing real big. Drawing pictures.
Right. Mizuno was like, hold it upside down. What the fuck?
All right. So it sounds like Stella and Yome want to go with Tsurumi to interrogate him. What about the other two? What are you other two doing?
Roroi's going to pay respects to Tioga before he goes in and watch the interrogation.
Okay. And what's Hota doing?
Hota is putting herbs into his pipe, lighting up, and he's going to stand outside the door looking in to watch this interrogation.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and say that before the interrogation begins, Tsurumi Haruna has to take care of a couple things. She doesn't want the interrogation to begin unless she is there. So we'll say that you guys are able to get a long night's rest before the interrogation happens. So we'll just say that she is going to interrogate him early morning. Because you never know what's going to happen, right? So yep. You all will have a long night's rest and you're able to do whatever for the rest of the evening. And you all will meet with Tsurumi in the main town hall building to interrogate Rassler. But as the night goes on, you get this long rest before I end the night. Is there anything else either one of you want to try and do before I end the night?
Rory's going to ask Yomei about touching that bone of Azazel if she saw the same thing he did.
Ah, yes. And you put that bone in your bag of holding, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Saw the same thing, and then she felt like her soul left her body.
Being burnt alive?
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Sure did. I still have one level of exhaustion, too, so.
Yes, you won't. Once you have your long rest, that goes away. Also, I'm going to put Tsurumi kind of off to the side really quick. So, are you guys just talking in the main section of the town square? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. Stella and Hota, while they're talking, are you guys going anywhere else in this vicinity?
Yeah, he's just kind of wandering about, looking at stuff, seeing what he can poke his hands on.
Okay. And what is Stella doing?
She's just kind of hanging around, digging through her pockets, reminiscing on what she's got so far, waiting on the interrogation to start.
Okay. All right. So, Roroy, you and Yomei are talking about your experience with the one known as Azazel. Is there anything else you're asking Yomei?
That was pretty much it. He just was curious about that before the interrogation.
Probably shouldn't touch the bone again.
No.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Definitely just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Until Holt is done reading it first.
At least not. Don't touch it with your hands, at least.
We took that book, too.
Yes.
Yep.
You did take a book. Yes.
Yeah, you can. We can beat them with that. Sorry,
And you did, if I remember correctly, you did write in the scroll to Mizuno Amari about the bone, right?
And the book.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So she knows about it technically. All right, cool. So if there's nothing else, then for the rest of the evening, we will go ahead and say that you all are all able to get a long night's rest. You're able to find a bed somewhere, whether it be the tavern or a resident's home. You're able to find somewhere at least to sleep for the evening without having to sleep on the floor or the ground outside. Now, again, that level of exhaustion is now gone on Yomei because you've had that full night's rest. You don't have to worry about that any longer. All your HP and spells are back to tip-top shape. And we're going to say it's early morning at this point. You know, the town has seen a lot of craziness over the last day or two. So people were still, at this point, kind of walking around trying to fix up their town. Some of them have been up all night exhausted, but they want to get things back to the way they were as soon as possible. But as you all wake up and go back towards the town square to get to that town hall, Tsurumi is outside the door. She's sitting down on one of the stools outside the door, kind of leaning against the outdoor wall of this building. And she's reading a book, or it's more like a little pocketbook, more so than a book. She's got this little pocketbook she's reading. Her feet are kicked up on some of the railings around the building as she's sitting there. And there's one purifier behind her at the door with his arms folded. He's just been standing guard for the most part, making sure no one comes in or out of this building with Rassler being chained up inside. Well, not chained up, but being in a cell inside.
Eating healthy used to be a struggle for me, but that was before I discovered the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Now when fast food temptation strikes, I just blend up a delicious, nutritious protein shake or smoothie. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. Lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. And best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap, and you're good to go. With over 30 plus colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Me personally, like Damien, I like things that look expensive, so I went with the black marble. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. And go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And now, without further ado, back to our adventure.
So, what do you all do as you all come up? Are you all coming up at the same time, or how are we doing this?
Just kind of strolling up. Lackadaisically.
Okay. So you come strolling up. Does everyone else come strolling up as well?
Yep. Like I'm about to do a jumping.
Well, if you are strolling up, if you'd like to, you don't have to. You may make me perception checks.
Got it.
All right. So Hota with a 14, Stella with a 12, Yome with a 13. So you needed a Roy with a 5. He's still rubbing his eyes, yawning. He doesn't see anything. But if you got more than a 10, which the rest of you did, you all, as you're walking up, y'all, you know, come across each other, meet up with each other. And you head towards the main building with Tsurumi Haruna sitting out there reading that little pocketbook. And as you do so, you see, again, the three of you that made more than 10. You notice Tsurumi Haruna, she is leaning back with her feet up on the railings as she's sitting on the stool. But she's got this tiny pocketbook in both of her hands, which is odd because technically she could read this pocketbook with just one hand. She's got both of her hands on each side of the binding as she has this pocketbook up along, almost touching her face. And you can only see her eyes at this point as she's looking down, reading this small pocketbook. It's as if she's ignored you or does not even know you're there at this current time. What do you all do? Oh, if you read, if you got 10 or higher, you also notice if you try to read the pocketbook to see what she's reading, all three of you can tell it says smoke and the sickle.
Smoke and the sickle.
Yep.
Yeah. Stella is really just here to observe. So she just stands there like a security bouncer or something with her arms crossed.
Security bouncer.
Sound like old girls reading some soap operas, man, like The Bold and the Beautiful.
With Fabio on the fucking cover. Hair flowing.
Well, reading that awfully close to your face. You can see, can't you?
She doesn't say a word. She's as if she didn't even hear you, Hota.
Oh, good morning to you, too.
She in the mood.
She still doesn't say anything. She's still reading that book.
Did she not want to hear? Did she not hear him, or did she not want to hear him?
You could make an inside check.
Ignoring him.
A 23. Damn. You can, as you study her expressions, of at least what you can see of her expressions, again, you can only see the top half of her face because it's covering most of her face, that little pocketbook. You can see that her eyes are moving left to right, but you can see there is a slight, very, very slight change in the temple of her forehead. You can see one of her veins kind of slowly pop out as if she was annoyed by him even saying anything. And I'm only saying you noticed that because you got 23. You can tell she was annoyed by him talking to her and she did not want to be disturbed.
Oh, by anybody or just by him? That's important detail.
Well, you don't know yet because he's the only one that said anything.
Okay. I'll say good morning to her.
As you say good morning to her, make me a perception.
Wow, she really wants to ignore us.
You got a 10. All right. So as you say, do you step forward, Yome, like closer? I'm going to say, Hota, you're probably about, yeah, right there. So as you say good morning, she just slowly looks up at you, Yome, with her eyes. And then she looks back down at the book, and she lifts the book up slightly more so you can't see her eyes anymore. And she's still reading. And again, you see on the cover of this book, Smoke and the Sickle.
You keep saying that like I should know what it means, but I don't.
No, you don't. You don't know. Make me a history check. Hota, you can make a history check as well. You need at least a 13.
Don't nobody know.
Nobody knows. Roy doesn't know what's going on, but at this point in time, he can see Yome, Hota, and Stella kind of just staring at her at this point as she's reading. Roy, are you going to try and see what they're trying to do? You've heard them greet her good morning, but she has ignored both Hota and Yome at this current moment. You can try and ask the party what they're trying to do. You can also potentially roll a history check if they tell you the title of this book.
Oh, we're telling them.
All right, Roy, she's all there reading Smoke and Sickle. Never heard of it.
Nope.
We don't know what's happening.
Y'all don't know shit.
Oh, it's fine. Hey, yo, man, she's just playing hard to get. Don't worry, I get this a lot. First, they ignore you. Then they soften. Then they pounce on you like a tiger.
Illusion.
I've never seen them pounce on you.
Oh, you got peek behind the curtain now. Gotta give it time. It's a slow brew, but the taste is epic.
How much time does it usually take?
Depends on where I'm at. Sometimes it takes a week, maybe less.
I think we've hung out with people long enough to know they're not pouncing.
I have no idea.
As you all are talking,
should we just go in?
You can. What do you? Is that what you do?
Is she going in first? I mean, or?
But she is the one that wanted to do it, right?
Yeah, I'm just observing.
Yeah, she's the one that wants to start and do the interrogation. So there is a purifier who's just standing behind Tsurumi. He's standing there quietly with his arms over his shoulder or folded over his chest. He's further in, closer to the door, where Tsurumi, she's kind of off to the side. But yeah, he's standing there too, making sure no one goes in or out.
Then Stella kind of looks at them like they're colleagues, and she gives them a head nod.
Mm-hmm.
The purifier just looks at you. He's sweating. Sweating as he's looking at you as you all step forward. And he's slowly putting his finger. He's still standing there with his arms folded over his chest, but he's got his right hand up along his chest with a finger up as if he's going, shh.
Huh? Why? The bad guy's captured. All is well. Now just to get some answers.
At this point, as you are still speaking, I'll put Stella a little closer.
Uh-oh.
We're rolling, everybody. As you all get closer to try and get or speak to the purifier standing guard, and he's telling you all to stop! Shut up! Tsurumi, at this point where she had that one vein sticking out, she has multiple veins now that are very lightly pulsating along her forehead as she is getting agitated with the sounds of your voices, all four of you. And she slowly glares at all four of you with a glare of as if she was just staring like a knife was coming at you.
Oh, she's in for a rude awakening. It's the purifiers
she,
here.
She
Pierced.
Looks extremely annoyed. And she just coughs. Excuse me. One, you have interrupted my time with Smoke and the Sickle. Two, You got the title of the book wrong. It is not Smoke and Sickle. It is Smoke and the Sickle. And three, you have disturbed me at the best part of the book where Bole and Kagi get together.
Is this really time to be reading? I thought we were supposed to be interrogating him unless you're getting some
interrogation
sort of inspiration.
Comes after I finish reading my novel.
The whole thing?
No, the chapter.
Oh,
I'm
only you could
given...
just said that. And Stella walks out, turns her back.
All right, you got 5 minutes tops, and I'm going to do this my way.
You cannot give time to the love of Bole and Kagi in Smoke and the Sickle.
Got here reading Smut. Right.
Oh, yeah. It'll blow your mind.
She leans toward book. She leads toward Yome.
Man, what the hell? I thought we could just do this ourselves. Also,
we
she's not much
watch.
Different than Ashina Rari. She's weird and crazy and aggressive.
Tell me more about this crazy and aggressive.
I'm whispering more. Not to you. We're a stealth. That's good. Get out my mouth. That's a 19. I was not saying
she said, I'm whispering not to you, motherfucker.
Right, I'm talking to your babe.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess we have to let her finish if we're just watching.
We all just standing there watching her read.
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Real uncomfortable.
Just scratching his head, just confused. Still trying to figure out what's going on.
She lets out the loudest and most annoyed sigh. Think of like an annoying teenager just sighing at their parents.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with that.
And she lets out just this most annoyed sigh. And she just slams both her hands together, closing the small pocketbook as she just puts it into one of her bags. You just ruined Bole and Kagi's moment. Oh, by the only Kami! At 10 more minutes, this would have been fine. Oh, you're all on my shit list. And she stands up. All right, let's get this interrogation started. But do not ever interrupt me when I'm reading Smoke and the Sickle ever again. Do you understand me?
It's sure. In a book. So doesn't
you
the moment
take
last for-
that back. Bole and Kagi are more important combined than the four of you ever.
I'm sorry, oh. Mel. Man. I'm sorry.
Well, now that you're done with your reading, how was it? How was your reading? Was it
good? It was amazing until you annoyed me with your annoying voices.
That's fair. At least it was good.
If there's one thing I learned from being a purifier, there's a time for work, a time for play, and a time for something I'm not really sure about. But regardless, you should be doing this after your shift. Now set a good example before I tell Mizuno or Mari that you're clowning around on the job. I don't want to be the workplace snitch, but I'm here to get some answers from this old fuck. And I ain't got all day.
Yada.
She looks over at Stella.
Am I supposed to, can I roll something for that? Or is she just going to like chew me out?
No, she's not chewing you out. She just
yeah, I don't stare. Need to intimidate her.
She just stares at you annoyed. And then she just turns around and waves her hand to the side as the purifier standing there. He just steps to the side to allow you all in. He's still sweating, like shaking his head like y'all fucked up. He's just nodding his head back and forth. So she steps
what's
in.
His ID? What's his deal? What do you do to this guy when we're not around?
As she steps in, that purifier looks at the four of you and he leans forward. You all fucked up. You don't interrupt Tsurumi Haruna when she's reading her novels. She gets very agitated rather quickly.
That wasn't our intention, but we're here on a mission.
When it comes to those novels, missions can wait.
Damn.
Hmm.
That important.
She literally only dedicates a good 10 minutes to, at most, 30 minutes at any given moment to read these novels. She takes that time very seriously.
Well, maybe she should plan it out better and take more than 10 minutes. It's a whole book.
Tsurumi Haruna is one of Mizuno Amari's top ninja. She is always busy.
Yeah, well, I'll cast my secret power. Annoyance. She'll never get through a single page until she does her damn job.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I'll be a hype man.
Well, Rassler Payne is still inside. I made sure he was uncomfortable for the rest of the evening. Last I saw, he was still asleep, but I'm assuming you know how to wake him.
I think we got an idea how to wake him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on in. I'll be sure to keep guard. Make sure no one comes in while you interrogate the suspect.
You got it. Hey, Roy, you want to give him some atonement or...
Yeah, I think I will. He puts both gauntlets on as he walks in.
Giving him two words to wake him up.
So as the four of you enter the town hall, you know, it's the largest building in the town square at this current time. You know, there's several benches and some chairs in the main area. But going down through the building, you do come across a side room that has, you know, about 2 to 3 cells. It's not a prison by any means, but a couple of cells for those troublemakers that do come around from time to time in town. And you can see Rassler. He is lying there on just this flat floor, looking uncomfortable. He has not been given a pillow, nothing, not even a breakfast or anything like that. But he's just lying there with his hands under his head, and you can see he is dead asleep with a snot bubble that goes out of his right nostril that increases in size, but then as he breathes in, it decreases in size. And then when he breathes out, it increases in size yet again. Motherfucker looks peaceful right now. And Tsurumi Harunoe, she steps forward. And as the four of you enter, she looks at the four of you and then back at Rassler. And she just looks somewhat annoyed. Look at him. Sleeping like a baby as if he's done no harm here in a shy. Wake him up.
Oh.
You got it.
Is there other bars in this, or is this like, what's he in?
So he's basically in a steel cell. Again, the cells in this room, there's only about 2 to 3 of them. They're only the size that allows for at most 2 to 3 people in each cell. But he's in the center cell by himself. And on the right cell, there is also an acolyte who's tied up in that right cell. But other than that, that's really all you see. The cell you have access to open as Tsurumi unlocks it with a key.
Stella just takes her rapier and starts running it along the bars really hard and loudly.
Yeah. Roy's going to punch him with a tome.
Am I supposed to be writing that down?
That Roy's been abusing all the people. Yeah.
Trying to wake him up with the word.
Weak.
So, as Stella is making all this sound, you all see Roy step into the cell. You just straight up punch him, or do you pull him out the cell? What do you do?
No, he straight up punch him.
With the gauntlet? With his gauntlet?
Yeah, with his gauntlets.
Okay. Make me an attack roll.
All right.
Damn.
All right, 23 hits. So you're able to smack the shit out. Are you attacking him with his own gauntlet, the atonement one?
Yeah.
Okay. As you punch him, where do you punch him? In the face?
Yeah, actually, he's going to backhand him.
Okay. All right. Damn. You backhand Rassler in the face as he's sleeping there. His giant snot-nosed bubble just explodes and erupts as he feels the left side of his face being smacked by the metal of his own gauntlet. And as you smack him, you see his eyes widen.
Ah! God! How dare you wake Rassler Payne from his nap? You won't get away with this. What are your plans to do with me? I am being protected by God, and you will not get away with this.
Damn, cutting the promo in there, man. Easy, easy.
He's going to try to punch him again.
As you punch him again, you knock out one of his teeth.
Damn.
As blood drips from his mouth. Ah!
Boy, you sinner.
you have committed most gravest, outrageous sin that you can. God will be coming for you, boy.
All right, we're going enough. We're here to get information. Oh. Not that he doesn't deserve it.
I'm sorry. It just, you know, after everything that's been happening, it just got a lot of pent-up frustration. I'm sorry.
At ease, son.
I know.
At ease. He's going to take a drag on his pipe and blow smoke in Rassler's face.
But I don't think your god's going to help you anymore.
Tsurumi Haruna, she's just looking there at him. She places both her hands behind her back, standing straight. Very militaristic-like as she's standing there. She looks at Rassler. Your name is Rassler Payne, is that correct?
The one and only, my dear.
And as he answers her, he looks at the four of you. He has a smile on his face, even though he's now bleeding, missing a tooth out.
You don't know what you've done. You have disrupted justice. Retribution will come, whether you like it or not. You can question me all day and night, but my God protects me. You won't be getting anything out of me. Do you hear me, sinners?
Tsurumi just looks at him. She does not look fazed by him at all. She just narrows her eyes. I have dealt with people like you all my life. Interrogating ones like you, I find the most joy. The more you struggle and resist, the more fun it is for me. Roy, every time he refuses to answer a question, smack him again with that gauntlet, will you?
With pleasure.
And if that doesn't convince our friend here to speak up for us, perhaps we'll have to rely on other less likable ways of doing things.
Roy will go in his bag of holding and pull out Brother Faust's sword. I mean, we could make him meet God for himself, just like Brother Faust.
Oh,
blasphemy! Damn, blasphemy!
As he's staring at you, Rassler's,
how dare you take Brother Faust's sword? That is a holy relic that is not meant to be touched by sinners. For you to steal that from Brother Faust, it is a crime. It is a sin. It is punishable by God himself. You will not be getting away with that. After today, I promise you, your soul will be consumed by the void.
Going off.
I mean, I already experienced that once today. Or not today, but I already experienced that once.
Yeah. We're getting more and more fucked up every step we go on this mission. You might not want to trifle with this group, Rassler. You're outnumbered, and we haven't taken any... Well, me and Hota did a little bit, but there's not much of the Sully plant, you know, having an impact on this group, so... You really don't believe any of the stuff you say. You can save your breath.
Yeah, you heard her.
Tsurumi's got some questions for you.
As you say so, Tsurumi looks over at the four of you. Purifiers, as I ask these questions, I'm assuming you were aware of many of the things he's done here in town. My reports tell me that you heard and saw him speaking with an individual that he called his lord while you were infiltrating the shrine. If he is to lie or deny any of the answers that I expect to hear from him, then you have every right to punish him going forward. Tell me if he is lying or not. And she is going to ask the next question. Now that you know we are not playing around, Rassler, you have stepped foot onto the continent of Ashai, and you have disrespected the only Kami. That within itself is punishable by law here in Ashai. I don't know how they do things in Tirister, nor do I really care. But what you've done
here in Miyazu is commit a grave sin by disrespecting the Omikami. You've turned the shrine of the Omikami into one that fits your god. Tell me why you have come to Ashai. And he just looks up at Tsurumi and he just smiles again.
I've been telling you this whole time, I have come, in the words, to show the people of Ashai the love of God, to prove that the Omikami are weak in their ways. You fight these beings called the Yaksha. We don't have such beings in Tirista because the Gao protects all of us at home. Your Omikami are too weak to defend you all from these Yaksha. I have come to seek out the one known as Moritai of the Void.
Tsurumi looks at the rest of you. Is what he's saying true?
More or less.
Why do you seek out God of Void, the Void, Moritai? She's asking the next question.
And he chuckles a bit.
It is simple, my dear. Moritai, to my knowledge, is from the Void. When Moritai appeared here in Ashai, he was able to escape the Void. And that Void, my friend, is where God himself resides. My God is set on a path of retribution, and he will get there within time. But Moritai may be able to help my God get here sooner than anticipated. And by speaking with Moritai and freeing my God sooner than expected, I, with the powers invested in me by God himself, could potentially use those powers to get rid of your false god of the Void known as Moritai, vanquishing not only him, but all the Yaksha followed along with him. Now, isn't that a grand goal? Can't we agree on this?
She just continues to listen. She looks at the four of you. What are your thoughts on him?
Well, it sounds good on paper, but let's be real. This Azado fella that you keep, worshiping ain't a very good guy. I read in your book.
You read the scripture without being a devoted soul. That is punishable by death, my friend.
We're supposed to be friends.
No one gave you permission to read Book of the God. That book is only given to the truly devoted.
Well, maybe your followers aren't as devoted as you thought they were.
And it was on your desk, so.
Blasphemy. Which
all Roy had to do was walk up to one of those drunks in a bar, act like he believed in some junk, and he told him the name of them and showed him what was on the page. Was easier than you make it sound.
Heretics! That is nothing but a heretic! Who is this fool that would speak my lord's name in vain? Nania. Tell me his name, for I shall punish him myself!
When you get out, we can consider that. But I think you're doing a life sentence, buddy.
Yeah, you might be. Safe to say.
Which means, he might still be alive when he gets out, because, I don't know how many people's souls you've taken.
Tsurumi speaks up again. Who do you work for, Rassler Payne? Other than your so-called god from the Void, your version of Moritai in Tirister. Who else do you serve? My resources tell me that you are speaking to a individual in the mirror. What was his name? And his eyes widen.
What is the meaning of this? I will not tell you any more information that I have already done so. I have given you the grand plan. You don't need to know anything else, my friends.
Mm,
We're stalking it, so we know about Firebringer, or whatever his name is.
How dare you speak his name! Do not call his name! Firebringer! Who told you that was his name? That is a grave sin!
I told you, we were spying on you. We're the purifiers. It's our job!
You want to die, sinner. Speaking Firebringer's name alone. So you've done it now, my dearie. Firebringer has less mercy than God himself.
You keep saying his name, so I guess you want to die too.
Yeah.
I will die for whatever it takes for my lord. Firebringer, he will rain fire upon you, and he will make sure that your souls are burnt alive for all of eternity.
Look, Rassler, the first things first, you didn't exactly tell us yourself. We needed Stella. Roy, can you make him atone?
Yeah, he does it again.
You son of a bitch!
Wink.
Yeah.
Did you roll for that? Or do you not have to? You just punch him.
I'll just say he won't have to.
Yeah, he's tied up.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. We expect an answer. I shouldn't expect it from Stella here. You know? You know what I mean, Rassler?
You all are some motherfuckers.
You're losing your religion every second you're in this cell.
I mean, would you like to see Azazel himself?
I have seen Azazel in my dreams. I see my lord and my savior every night I sleep.
Nah, he ain't touched the bone, bro.
You stole the relic, then. It was you who stole part of Azazel. Blasphemy! How dare you lay your sinful hands on the relic of Azazel? What have you done with it?
We buried it somewhere.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You are killing me.
How dare you bury such a relic as that? Do you want to die? You want to bring shame to your family name? Not only will Azazel punish you, boy, he will punish your lineage, your parents, your family members, your loved ones. You better find that relic, undig it from this unholy fucking ground, and bring it back to me, boy.
I'm thinking about throwing it in the void. That way no one can get it.
You motherfucker.
You got him fucked up.
All you have to do is just cooperate, Rassler. All right, we don't have to hurt you no more.
Tsurumi looks over at the four of you, then back at Rassler.
This Firebringer you speak of, where is he currently? If you don't tell us the truth, I may have Stella here poke you with her rapier. Isn't that right, Stella? You're not afraid to poke good old Father Pain with your rapier, are you?
I like to get a little past the white meat.
Oof. You heard her.
You play hard to get, don't you? I'm gonna tell you something. Firebringer right now is not in a shy, but he could make it here within moments if he chose to do so. Now, I ain't gonna tell you any more than that, because Firebringer's time to be wasted, to speak and see the likes of you sinners, is beyond him. If he was to come here, he'd burn you all down to the ground. This whole town of Miyazu would be gone within moments. You don't want that now, do you?
I guess we might have to do something about you right now, then.
You may.
She pokes him with a rapier.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
As you poke him with your rapier, you draw a little bit of blood.
You're gonna pay for that, you little bitch.
That's what Brother Faust said.
And she runs back a few steps and sticks her tongue out.
All right, seriously. I'm getting sick of listening to this dude. He's not really giving us much information. He's still delusional. Maybe we sit you here for a couple days, let the plant wear off.
And as Tsurumi is about to ask the next question, Rassler begins to... Everyone make me a perception.
Uh-oh.
You got it. And oh boy.
Oh.
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 Terrible.
Roy and Hota don't notice it just yet. However, Yome and Stella do notice a few odd things happening to him. Right before Tsurumi is about to ask the next question, Yome and Stella, you see Rassler's eyes. They begin to look east and west, north and south, different directions, and they begin to spin all over the place as he glares up with his face, but his eyes still spinning. And as they are spinning, you notice he begins to talk to himself slightly. Now, Hota and Roy, you do begin to notice this, but you didn't notice the eyes shifting beforehand. And you also notice his veins in his neck, or at least where parts of his neck that you can see that's not being covered by his clothing, leading up to his cheeks and his forehead. Some of the veins begin to pulsate and become thickened as you see them pulsating. And there is a slight tint of red beginning to appear in his veins, a reddish aura of sorts. And before she answers or asks the next question, you hear Rassler speak out to himself.
Gaur, is that you?
We gotta hit him, man.
Praise the heavens! I knew you wouldn't abandon one of your most faithful servants. God, please forgive your loyal servant. I did not know. I did not have the power or strength to defend against the evil that has forced its way into the sanctuary of Miyazu. I did everything that was instructed of me, my God. I handled everything as was foretold in my visions of grandeur. I have delivered the holiness and spread the word of your love and divinity.
And as he is rambling, Tsurumi just looks at the four of you. Rassler, shut up. And he does not listen to her at all. Tsurumi looks over at Roy. Roy, hit him again.
He will.
As you go to punch, I'm assuming, punch him or backhand him again. As you backhand Rassler, you see his face, his head, it doesn't move as far as it did before. He's still talking to himself, ignoring you.
What is that you say? I am worthy of your blessing. I'll praise thee, I have waited for this day. For the day that I, Rassler Payne, shall ascend above these rotten mortals. For the day that I become one with God. Thank you, my lord. I shall not fail you again. The time has come, sinners.
And as he says this, his eyes stare at all five of you.
The time has come, sinners, for I, Rassler Payne, oh lord, will now reach what we call true ascension. Join me, my brothers and sisters, in cleansing this world of its sin, for the time of retribution is upon us. My lord has given me back my true meaning, and I have become ascended.
Stella, kind of talking over him to Tsurumi.
I think you're doing a great job, but I think we gotta take over from here.
I'm not the brightest guy in the room. I don't think none of this sounds good.
Can I cast a spell?
Yeah, you may. What are you trying to cast?
Sleep. Put his ass back down.
All right, so since you're casting a spell, we're gonna go ahead and just put the turn order up, just because it sounds like you're all gonna try and do different things.
Yeah, so, I don't like how he's doing.
So I'm gonna put the turn order up. Everyone go ahead. And one second, let me add you to the turn order. All right, now go ahead and roll your initiatives. And Yomi got the 9. Okay. Roy with the 19. Hota got a 19 as well. All right, so go Stella, and then Hota or Roy, whoever, which one of you have the higher dex, and then Yomi.
Plus 5.
Sounds like Hota's going first.
Yeah.
So Stella, Hota, Roroi, then Yome. Let me make a roll for Tsurumi a second. She got 22. So the turn order right now is Tsurumi, Haruna, Stella, Hota, Roroi, Rasa, then Yome. So Stella, we'll start with you because you're doing something first. You're casting sleep on Rassler. As you move to cast sleep on Rassler, go ahead and make me either a perception or most likely an arcana check.
Do arcana. Roll okay. Like garbage.
Okay. So as you cast sleep, Rassler, he's still talking to himself.
Oh, God. God has come. I am ascended.
And your sleep spell does go off. However, as your spell attempts to affect Rassler, just something about him, it doesn't work. You can tell your magic is deflected. But because you only rolled a 7 on Arcana, you don't know why or how it was deflected. And his veins that are now popping and pulsating with these red aura, it gets more violent, more frequent. And you can see he's beginning to shake about in the rope that he's tied in. And his body is beginning to contort in ways that don't look normal.
My ascension! It's coming, sinners! I am going to cleanse this land today!
And he continues to shift in a way that does not look normal. At this point, we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns and Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.